Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
All eyes on Dublin Airport this morning, or rather near Dublin Airport, where these talks are going to be held between Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association. It's the main story across a number of the front pages. The Irish Independent says already travel perks for striking pilots and their families have been suspended until further notice. Aer Lingus says its priority is to mitigate the disruption to passengers. And there are new talks this morning, as we know, which will give fresh hope that a long-running pay row can be resolved. The indefinite work to rule beginning yesterday. We've already had scores of flights cancelled, hitting tens of thousands of passengers. So now it's a case of wait and see. Do we know where we are with the talks? And is anyone going to give in? And will there be a deal or won't there be a deal? We don't know yet. That's also the front of the Irish Examiner. Aer Lingus pilots meet airline management today in a bid to find a breakthrough to the bitter standoff that threatens to ruin summer holiday plans and damage tourism. So these talks will take place this morning. At least they're looking across each other at a table, because on Tuesday they were at the Labour Court holding separate talks. So maybe that is progress. We'll just have to see. And obviously the pressure is on because of an 8-hour strike, which is due to happen this Saturday. The bomb threat on the Taoiseach's home, also on the front of the Irish Examiner. Very chilling. We're hearing this more and more. And whatever your politics are, the idea that a mother and two young children are in a home and then get the word that there's a bomb threat is absolutely frightening, and no one can defend it. A bomb threat was made on the home of Taoiseach Simon Harris yesterday while his wife and two young children were in the house. The Irish Examiner reports Gardaí rushed to the Wicklow home of the Taoiseach at around 6 p.m. yesterday after an anonymous caller made the threat against the Taoiseach via a charity crisis helpline. They used a specific code word when issuing the threat, which prompted the charity to immediately contact Gardaí. It was found to be a sinister hoax and investigations continue. The Taoiseach hasn't commented on the threat, but a reminder, this is the third incident at the Taoiseach's home in the last 3 months, including two incidents where masked men protested outside his property, and that's going through the courts at the moment. The Irish Times tells us that newly qualified teachers are going to get a €2,000 incentive payment next summer if they take up a full-time teaching role for the coming school year. So we're trying to beef up how many teachers we have in our classrooms. Primary and secondary schools say they've been struggling to find qualified teachers because I assume they're emigrating, and if you're in an expensive area, it's very difficult to be able to obviously afford the rent. So the incentive, we're going to get the details shortly, will apply to an estimated 2,000 teachers who've completed their professional Masters of Education. So they're looking to take up a teaching role in September, and they'll have to wait until the end of next year before they get the payment, which will be worth €2,000. Also, the Irish Times says Defence Forces management hope to be able to expel soldier Cathal Crotty by early next week. Of course, this follows his conviction for beating Natasha O'Brien unconscious in Limerick in 2022. The Defence Forces timeline may alter, though, if the soldier decides to take legal action, according to the Irish Times. But the army is hoping to expel Cathal Crotty by next week. Natasha O'Brien is the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. It has to stop. She protested outside the court where her attacker walked free, declaring no more. She addressed a crowd at Limerick Courthouse yesterday as the judge in her case prepared to retire from the bench. The Irish Daily Mail tells us that there's good news for Virgin Media because they're going to get a slice of the pie of public money after Minister Catherine Martin told Cabinet that RTÉ's rival Virgin Media must form part of discussions on funding public broadcasting. So essentially Virgin Media will get a slice of the licence fee pie. No mention in the entire article, which is 2 pages in length, of radio. And the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland were on News Talk Breakfast only the other day, I think it was Tuesday morning, talking about looking for funding for news and current affairs in radio. No mention of radio in the Mail. It just says that Virgin Media will get some of the RTÉ licence fee money. Apparently this all came up at Cabinet on Tuesday. I would imagine that ministers would have mentioned radio because local radio is very important and independent radio very important to politicians. particularly in local areas. The Irish Sun is about Taylor Swift. Swift Justice is the headline. Pop star Taylor Swift's arrival is being treated as seriously as Joe Biden's Irish visit by cops. Apparently she's in Ireland at the moment. We don't know where she's staying. But Taylor Swift's Dublin gigs have been dubbed as an extraordinary event by Gardaí. There's also a rake of other shows and festivals on this weekend. And up to 1,000 Gardaí will patrol the streets of Dublin. Leave has been cancelled. And one source says a huge policing plan is now in place. And it's similar to Joe Biden's visit to Ireland. And Taylor Swift is also on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Seismometers are going to be put in place outside Taylor Swift's Irish shows to see if the earth moves again. We're basically copying Scotland because there was a mini quake registered during the earthquake gig that Taylor Swift performed, and now they want to know if the same will happen in Dublin and compare which night had the most active fans, because she's here for three nights and then she goes home and we can all stop talking about Taylor Swift at last. Inside the papers, Revolut is stepping up security measures, according to the Irish Independent, because there's been a spate of customers claiming that they were scammed. A cybersecurity expert who said he never responds to all of these scam texts and emails had more than €5,000 taken from his account when he was in bed and not using his phone. And then several other Revolut customers have complained of also having money taken from their accounts that they didn't authorise. And now Revolut is adding an extra layer of security called a wealth protection. And when it's turned on, the new feature means that the system automatically uses a selfie that the customer uploaded when signing up for Revolut, or they'll seek a fingerprint to verify their identity if they're trying to make a transaction, to try and stop all of these scammers that are going around as well. The Irish Times tells us that a former government minister, who also was Labour leader, this is Alan Kelly, is alleging that cocaine is being used in Leinster House. Labour TD Alan Kelly says we've a real issue with the so-called middle classes in this country, creating a narrative that cocaine use is okay, and he's called for a coordinated campaign with all leading sporting organisations in the country that the narrative of cocaine use is not okay. Alan Kelly says it's everywhere. It's in every corner of Ireland, it's in every sporting club, and I imagine it's in here. He did not believe that TDs could deal with the issue in the modern times of social media, and we need help. So I remember before someone went in and did a test in the toilets of Leinster House and found cocaine residue, but that could be from anyone, I suppose. One final story, getting up in the morning, never a pleasure for a lot of people. If you're listening to Breakfast Briefing, you're up and at it early. The I newspaper says more than a third of people say they achieve an average of 13 tasks before 9 a.m, but the one they struggle with most is getting out of bed. So the morning tasks people find the hardest, as we say in first, is getting out of bed on time and craving that extra 10 minutes. Starting with a smile is hard in the morning, certainly is. Getting in some other morning exercise like a run, cycle or walk is the third most difficult task to do in the morning. Also making the bed before leaving the house, no need to do that. Practicing mindfulness, going to the gym, achieving their steps, ticking off the to-do list, finding matching socks and getting through the day without spilling something are the most difficult morning tasks, according to the Eye. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.